Hey folks, and welcome to this week's podcast. Michael Shelley here. Our guest today is Jody Porter and the Berlin Waltz. Jody was the guitar player in Fountains of Wayne. You may remember that when Fountains of Wayne came by a few years ago, they did a live session and interview. It was Chris and Adam and Jody. And I just listened to it recently after Adam passed away, and I had forgotten how charming and interesting those guys were. And of course, that band, one of my, you know, certainly top 10, maybe top 5 bands of all time. So check that archive out over at WFMU.org/Michael. Meanwhile, Jody has a new solo project out. It is an album called Waterways, and it is from his project called Jody Porter and the Berlin Waltz. And you can get information over at jodyporter1.bandcamp.com. They do here, I think we've got 4 songs, 3 from this new album, Waterways, and then 1 surprise at the very end and some interesting comments. And I'll say super, super nice guys. Everybody in this band was super, super nice, which is kind of made it the whole thing a pleasure. We recorded this not at WFMU, where live guests are still not welcome. But we did it at Magic Door Studios in Montclair, New Jersey. It's a full kind of, you know, top-of-the-line recording studio, and the owner, Ray, is a WFMU fan and supporter, and he very kindly did this, you know, squeezed this in for us. So really happy to get a live, you know, loud band recorded in a huge, you know, a big studio where everybody could turn up to their heart's content. And so it was fun for me because I have not seen a live loud band play in a couple of years. So this was sort of my first concert out in ages. So great. Jody Porter and the Berlin Waltz, jodyporter1.bandcamp.com. New album is Waterways. And hope you enjoy this live performance and interview. And I will talk to you soon. Thanks.
Under your Jody Porter and Berlin Waltz. Welcome, guys. Sounding excellent. Everybody feeling good out there?
We're feeling really good, oh, yeah. I think. I can speak for most of us.
Good. Jody, I believe you have lived in Jersey City. I think you were telling me just a few blocks from WFMU. Moved around a bit. You're back in New Jersey. Made this record mostly, your new record, Waterways, mostly in your house, but in Asheville, North Carolina. Is that right?
Recorded in Asheville in my house, basically, and I had learned to get to know how to use the equipment. But I wrote it when I moved back to England, so it was sort of like going back to, you know, my formative years when I was 19 and over there with shoegaze, what did the enemy call us? Some sort of something we couldn't live up to, like trailblazers or something like that. But no, it's just sort of getting out of what is the comfort zone that I've been in for two decades with Fountains of Wayne and sort of going back to my roots, I suppose, really.
Every time I read about the Bell Tower, I read the word shoegaze. Is that something that drives you crazy, or who cares?
Not really. At first, it was sort of something that we didn't fit in with, because it was Steve Southern, the NME journalist, coined the phrase. He also coined grunge, just for the record. But, you know, he sized some stuff up and put it in boxes, and I didn't know how I felt about that, but nowadays, it's just like, you know, sort of sensitive to the sound of the project rather than the attitude of it. I think it started out as sort of a diss, but I don't know. We escaped it.
You mentioned 20 years doing one thing, and now it's sort of shaking, you know, just trying to find out where, you know, what direction to go in. I imagine to be just the lead guitar player with a lot of pedals and room on stage is kind of fun, and you don't have to, like, you know, you just can find your spot. Is this like a huge adjustment to be the guy who's got to sing every song?
No, the only time it really sucks is when I have to make decisions, like, about tour management skills and whatnot.
I see. Yeah, that is
the
tough,
music
right?
Is easy enough for me to deal with.
I can second the fact that Jody's not good at that.
I think that was Pete, the guitar player, speaking. Yeah.
And Jill laughing in the background.
Well, we can have a therapy session if you guys want, and we can talk it all out. Or we could just play some more songs.
We just had
pizza. Yeah. Let's play a couple more songs, and then I want to just find out more about everybody in the room and more about the new project. And I got just a bunch of questions. What do you got for us next?
Well, I guess we're going to play a song from the new record called Sheet Lightning.
All right. Awesome. Folks, it's Jody Porter and the Berlin Waltz.
Under the sheet lightning.
Jody, Pete, Joan, and Cobb. That is Jody Porter and the Berlin Waltz. Sounds great. All right, Jody, let's talk guitar for just a second. As I listen to you and your whole catalog, especially your stuff with Fountains of Wayne, you always add sort of just whatever the song needs, yet you also have such an individual style, and to like maintain that balance of like sounding like you all the time but always serving the song. So very curious, like, what are your influences? What did you grow up listening to? And is there anything that you think might surprise folks in that list?
It's probably pretty obvious. It's what I, you know, the Beatles and the Stones are my jams, baby, you know. I get compared to Mike Campbell, and I take it as a very double thumbs up compliment. Like, both Siskel and Ebert had said, thumbs up, I'll take that one, man.
Yeah,
he's one of my favorites because he plays for the song, you know. And that was my job in that band.
Yeah, basically those guys would just bring in a song and turn you loose on it?
To some degree, yeah. I mean, we built them up in the studio, but it'd be a campfire song to start out with, and we'd have to really kind of not do too much work to it. It was, you know, the song's completed, whether Adam or Chris brought it in. It was just, you know, how can we dress it up a little bit?
Let me talk to each of these other folks in the room. Why don't we start with Cobb? Tell everybody what you play, where you're from, and I don't know, what band you've paid to see the most.
What band I've paid to see the most, yeah, or saw the most?
Don't tell about the band, Cobb.
Probably Prince.
Oh.
The artist. Formerly known as Prince, yeah. I think I've seen him about 12 times.
Wow.
But my background, in fact, Prince was sort of my inspiration for learning all these different instruments back in the day when I had a studio. And I used to write a lot of songs. I would try to cover all the instruments, and it was Prince that kind of gave me that oomph to, you know, hey, well, maybe you can play the guitar, maybe you can play the bass, maybe you can play the keyboards, maybe you can do the vocals, and, you know.
You play
minus
drum.
The dancing and minus the high falsetto.
I was about to say you play drums and dance just like the guy.
Today, Cobb Irvin, you are playing the drums. And Joan, you are playing what?
Hi, I'm Joan. I play the bass.
And what's the band you have paid to see most often?
Oh, boy.
She was on the guest list.
Yeah. Well, can I say they pay me to see them? No, I'm kidding. I don't really know. I didn't tally that.
Well, what's a band you love?
I can only pick one.
You know,
it's not fair to ask any musician that kind of question, you know. I mean, yes, I do love Beatles, I do love Stones, but I also love Radiohead. I also love Led Zeppelin. I also love Stone Roses. I love Britpop a lot.
Bass player who's influenced you, who you love, who you said, I got to play one of those.
I guess in today's context, it still would be John Paul Jones for me, because he's not just a bass player. He's, you know, an arranger. He's also a keyboard player. He plays the mandolin.
Plays on Herman Hermit's albums.
Yes.
Yeah. Pete Hogan, you play the guitar over there.
Yep.
And band you have paid to see the most is what?
Not so much a band as a performer. As one of my favorite guitar players is Bill Frisell. So I've seen him several dozen times over the past 25 years. He's like a jazz player who does a lot of experimental free stuff and also plays a lot of Americana country stuff, you know. So he's gone from everywhere from Charlie Hayden and playing very Ornette Coleman kind of stuff to working with like Rye Cooter and Jim Keltner and like all the great studio guys. So if I had to pick a band, though, and Jody may disapprove of this answer, but it's probably Wilco I've seen the most as a band.
I don't disapprove of that at all.
Oh, okay, good.
No fighting.
They're in separate
rooms. I didn't know that. I didn't know you saw
Michael,
Wilco.
You're coming around to,
oh, I've seen them tons, you
know, of times. Yeah. My podium to ask me the same question.
Yeah.
I'll you know, ping it back to Pete. I think the best concert that we actually Well, I think we're on the guest list. I'm sorry to sound like such a
lead. Well, but you were and I wasn't, but I know where you're going.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Forest Hills Replacements Reunion. 2014? 14, was it?
Okay. That was the best show I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Replacements
I was
at Forest
in tears.
Hills.
It was so good. And
wow.
I sang every fucking word.
And the best moment of the whole night was at the end, Paul Westerberg throws his jacket out to an audience member and somebody grabs it and is so happy that he got it. Paul Westerberg walks off stage. Then 30 seconds later, walks back on and says, "Cigarettes! I need my cigarettes!" And the guy who caught his jacket pulls his cigarettes up, keeps the jacket, but throws the cigarettes
up.
Oh, man,
I was thinking that was my bud, Evan Dando.
It's a great moment in rock history right there, yeah. Jody, I know that you've had, like on the record, you play a lot of the instruments, and there's, you know, different folks on the record that are in this room. How did you just have an idea that this chemistry would work?
Well, we've been playing together for almost, 8, 9 years? Almost a decade now, isn't it? So this has been the band that I go to, the same four people. We're thinking of supplementing, maybe pulling in a keyboard player at some point if the music business ever bounces back.
Yeah.
But right now, yeah, this is how it goes, you know. I started this thing in England, and, you know, once I got back, it was pretty much me sending out tracks to Brian, who's the Fountains of Wayne drummer. And he'd push them back to me, and I had to get to know how to use technology, and it was a drag, because I'd rather be in a room with four people, but here we were finding ourselves in, you know, sort of pre-pandemic, but into that era where everything just felt weird. So... We're back, I guess.
And are you just itching to get out on the road and play some gigs?
We'd like to do it. I think regionally it would make the most sense.
I saw pictures on Facebook of you and Joni Mitchell. What's going on?
She's one of my best friends, actually. She can smoke me under the table.
How did you meet her?
Mutual friend, and then we found out we were only children, and it was like, okay, what you got, you know? I mean, it's like, I couldn't get her to pick up... Well, I actually did get her to pick up the acoustic guitar, but I couldn't get her to make another record, and I think the world was really hoping I could. But she likes to paint. That's Joni.
Wow, the two of you in the studio together. Yeah, I totally like to hear that. We're at Magic Door Studios here in Montclair, New Jersey with Jody Porter and the Berlin Waltz. The new record is Waterways, and I think probably sending folks to your Bandcamp page is probably the best advice I can give folks to pick up a copy of the record. Can you guys play us a couple more tunes?
I think we can.
All right. Thank you, guys.
This is from the new record Waterways, and it's called Crash Land.
Jody Porter and the Berlin Waltz here. New album is called Waterways. Jody, Pete, Joan, and Cobb, thank you for coming down to Magic Door. It's been such a weird year, and for me, it's just a pleasure to hear some live, loud music. It's been a long time. This is one of the, I think this may be the first loud rock concert I've been to in like a year and a half. So,
wow.
Let me ask you one question, Jody. Did you hear the first Fountains of Wayne record? I know that you knew Adam. Was it something that he sent you? Was it something you heard on the radio? What was your first exposure?
How much time do you have? He sent me a cassette because he wanted me to join the group. I was going through a divorce/band breakup with Britta Phillips, who is a good friend of mine still to this day, and partially responsible probably for why I'm here. But long story short, it was good timing for him to find me, because I probably would have never done it. So he sends me a cassette. That's back when cassettes were a thing, right? And they didn't label it. It just said Fountains of Wayne. I'm like, I get demos from like a lot of people that want me to produce their stuff. And back in the day, demos were a cassette. So I kind of like listened to about a half a song. I was like, yeah, it sounds like Weezer. But we fixed that shortly after I joined the band.
But you're clearly a fan of that first album.
Well, it was enough to get me to join up.
Yeah, yeah. And then you
I
and
like
Brian,
what we did after that better.
Yeah, you and Brian joined and the band kind of exploded sonically.
Well, it came together in many different facets.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you missed. You lost your friend Adam. I mean, that's a huge, huge drag. And whenever anyone sort of wants to tell me COVID isn't real, that's like the first thing I think of, always.
It really puts it in a different perspective. And plus, he's from around the corner.
Right, literally from where we're sitting. Yeah, he is.
My Acura Legend was pulled up in his mom and dad's driveway for about 16 months when we first started touring together back in 96. So they were a great parking garage, Bobby and Steve. Thank you so much.
Yes, Montclair High School alum. Well, can you guys play one more tune out of your magic bag of tricks?
Yeah, let's do a Fountains of Wayne song, for lack of a better idea.
Perfect.
Okay. This is one Adam's songs from the first record, and I joined the band shortly thereafter, so I'm copping his bits. That's why they're not so good, not so tasty. But here we go. It's called Sink to the Bottom. I wanna sink to the bottom with you. Wanna sink to the bottom with you. The ocean is big and blue. I just wanna sink to the bottom with you. Cars on the highway, facing the end. Everyone else is going somewhere.
Big and blue.